Thank you all for coming tonight. I'm Dr. Jason Myers. I'm a family practitioner and work out of the Zeeland Clinic down the road here. Today I'm going to talk to you about the top 10 reasons why men die. And that's kind of important because then you know what things you need to work on to avoid those kind of things. So this is a know your enemy and know yourself, and you can fight 100 battles without disaster. So the enemy is those top 10 things that kill men. And obviously, you need to know yourself. And if you know those two pieces, then you can help yourself so you don't end up in one of those top 10 reasons why people die. For men, the number one reason is heart disease. And that's been that way for a long time. Dr. Grybar is going to talk a little bit about more specifics about what causes of heart disease. But staying active, being healthy, exercising regularly, all those things will help you reduce that risk. And so the one thing that we can make the most impact on when we're looking at the top 10 reasons why men die is trying to work out how to help people reduce their risk for heart disease. Number two is cancer. And there's all kinds of cancers. Everybody's heard of lung cancer and colon cancer. Prostate cancer is obviously something common in men also. And so that's the number two reason why men die. The number three reason, believe it or not, is injuries and accidents. We are men. We climb on ladders. We get on roofs. We fall out of trees, get in car accidents. We, you know, ride motorcycles, those kinds of things. All those increase our risk for accidents and injury and end up being the third reason why we die. So trying to be a little safer in those kinds of events makes a big difference in reducing our risk for death also. Stroke is number four, and the same symptoms or the same things that set you up to have a stroke are kind of similar to heart disease. It's going to be vascular problems and things. So when you're looking at how you treat heart disease, that'll also help reduce your risk for strokes. COPD is almost exclusively in people who smoke. It's not really something that a lot of ordinary people will get if they're non-smokers. So that's one reason that's almost entirely avoidable if you just put away the cigarettes and quit smoking. Diabetes is the number six reason why men die. That has to do in general with people's weight, some genetic factors, diet, that kind of thing. Also, as Dr. Christensen said, getting in to see your primary care provider and get treatment for diabetes can reduce your risk for those deaths from diabetes. So adequate care for diabetes will reduce your risk for problems there. Infections, mainly influenza and pneumonia, come in at number seven. So getting your immunization shots, keeping those up to date, pneumonia shots, your influenza shots, staying healthy, again, smoking and keeping your lungs healthy also plays a role in this. Suicide comes in at number eight. That's a very unfortunate one. I don't know if anybody's been paying attention to the news lately, but we've had a 30% increase in the suicide rate, particularly in middle-aged adults, and men are part of that. So that has to do with depression, mood, stress, a lot of other factors that are playing a role in that, inadequate access to psychiatric health and something like that that we need to work on also. Kidney disease is related to several of those. When you have heart disease, you have diabetes, you have hypertension, things like that, you can get kidney disease. That's the number nine reason that men die. Typically, kidney disease is a result of other health problems. It's not necessarily the presenting problem of why you have that issue. You don't necessarily just develop kidney disease. You can, but most of the time it's related to other things going on in your life health-wise. And Alzheimer's disease, believe it or not, is number 10. And you wouldn't think that you would die of dementia. I mean, it's a memory problem. But the reality of it is when you have dementia, you end up either in a nursing home or in a substandard care situation in many cases that makes you more apt to get infections, particularly pneumonia. So number one reason men with dementia die is from pneumonia. So, and from being in a nursing care situation and things like that. And as Dr. Matt Hilton talked about, if you exercise regularly, you can activate your brain and try to prevent that dementia. Unbelievably, in men aged between 41 and 50, a shocking 55% of all deaths were secondary to heart disease. So in that particular age group, almost a 10-year period between 40 and 50, half of all men who die of heart disease. So, and then most of that's preventable. With adequate care, adequate intervention, a lot of that's preventable. So how do you prevent that? Well, smoking is number one. On that list I just showed you there, the top 10 reasons why men die, smoking is related to probably about 6 or 7 of them directly. So if you're a smoker and you want to reduce your risk for almost 6 or 7 of those reasons why you're going to die, quit smoking would be the biggest thing. High blood pressure is involved. High cholesterol, that builds up plaques in the arteries around your heart, in your brain, causes strokes, heart attacks. High blood pressure, like I told you before, is related to kidney disease, heart disease, strokes also. Obesity, so keeping your weight down around your ideal weight is going to reduce your risk for things like diabetes, heart disease, strokes. All those things are related to that. And then mood disorders, taking care of that, trying to prevent depression, anxiety, stress, and that'll help eliminate heart problems, dementia, also, of course, suicide rate, things like that. So how do you prevent this? Well, first of all, get your routine physicals done. Every year, it's recommended that a man over age 40 get an annual physical. And in that physical, your primary care provider is going to screen you for things like dementia and heart disease and hypertension and cholesterol. He's going to do lab work looking at your kidney function, your blood sugars. All those things are going to be checked. Also, cancer screening, getting your colonoscopies done. If you're a smoker, sometimes getting a chest x-ray done, looking for evidence of lung cancer. Prostate cancer, everybody hates going to the doctor and getting the old finger up the backside. But unfortunately, that's where the prostate's at. And so you have access to it, so you got to go in and check it. Everyone's heard about the PSA or the blood test. A lot of you have had those things done yet. That's not 100% accurate in detecting blood or prostate cancer. It is used as a tool to help us, but it isn't reliable. You can't just do the blood test. You got to have that digital rectal exam. And I don't mean computer-wise. I mean just finger-wise. And believe me, you guys think it's bad. You go in there once a year, you get your rectal exam, and it's bad. But I got to do like 5-6 of those a day. So there's only one thing worse than getting a rectal exam. That's giving them. So immunizations, like I said, infections are a common cause. So making sure you're getting in there, getting your immunizations. Again, when you come in for an exam at our office, we're going to check your immunization record. Make sure your tetanus is up to date, your pertussis is up to date. You've got pneumonia and getting your flu shot every year. We can also help you with smoking cessation, depression screening to help you with mood, and then we can also talk to you about regular exercise and maintaining a healthy weight. And so those are all things that can happen at that annual visit that you can then help prevent a lot of reasons that you might end up having problems that might lead to your death. So that's all I have for you today. Thank you very much.